The World Beneath, written by Kate Kennedy and read by Julie Nile. He was limping worse now, she could see, trying to hide it, but it kept making him drop back. Only 3 hours today if you just went up and over Pillion Gap. He'd shaken his head dismissively at the idea of climbing Mount Ossa. Too cloudy, he'd said. If you're so determined to keep going, there's no point flogging yourself up a mountain as well. Won't get much of a view from the summit on a day like today. He was still angry with her for wrecking his plan. Still sulking, thought Sophie wonderingly, like a little kid. She slowed down to let him catch up, watching him toiling along the valley track through stands of spindly eucalypts shining with moisture after the rain, pinnacles and cliffs of rock rising from the scrub in mammoth vertical slabs. You could hardly believe your eyes, it was so beautiful. I'm just taking my time today, he said when he came abreast of her. Just thinking about making some photos, you know, resisting the need to rush ahead. He hadn't mentioned the leeches, or what had happened when she'd fallen on the track. Sure, they'd all laughed about it later, but she hadn't forgotten how he'd stood, undecided, as someone else had stepped down and helped her up. As though he couldn't make up his mind if he should intervene or not, as if she were some stranger on the street who'd tripped. Well, she was a stranger, really. She still knew nothing about him. How did you meet Mum? She said after a while. He glanced at her with an ironic, preoccupied smile. She could hear how he had to catch his breath before answering. She's never told you.
She said you just hung around till you moved in.
What a total crock.
Hey, I'm just kidding. She said you met up by coincidence after the blockade and you moved into the share house she lived in.
He sniffed and nodded. Yeah, that's right. We'd got together briefly in Strawn and then caught up by chance later.
She says it was this great communal house and you were all activists.
Well, I guess that about sums it up. Then we moved up to the country. Ayersville was a pretty quiet old town back then.
He paused, concentrated on the track for a moment.
My father always tells me we could have made a packet in real estate if we'd seen the writing on the wall. But I never wanted to buy into any of that stuff. Something in me just needed to keep on the road.
She waited for him to go on. She wanted to hear him say, I never wanted to leave, or if I had my time over again, I'd do it differently. Anything. But he just walked a little faster as they reached a section of duckboard, stepping ahead of her with that twitchy limp so she couldn't see his face, presenting her with nothing but his blank, uncommunicative back.